My dearly beloved in Christ, we have just celebrated 3 days ago the Feast of Corpus Christi, a very important feast. In fact, it is observed as a holy day of obligation in many countries. And that is one of the reasons why the church has the priest say at least one of the masses on the following Sunday is that of Corpus Christi, which we are doing at this 9 o'clock mass. So we had the Feast of Corpus Christi. And this week, on Friday, we have the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. These two feasts are closely connected because when we think of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, Corpus Christi, the Blessed Sacrament, we think of his love there. In fact, I like to, in making a visit, look at the tabernacle and picture the Sacred Heart beating with love for us, with flames coming out from the top of his heart. The heart encircled by thorns to indicate his sufferings and wounded, reminding us of not only the lance that pierced his side, but all that he suffered for love of us. And when our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary and asked for this devotion to the Sacred Heart, he complained that there are so few who love him. And even so many of those who profess the Catholic faith profess to love our Lord, yet in their actions fail to do so. So when we think of devotion to the Sacred Heart, we think of love. The image of the Sacred Heart reminds us of his love for us, so we love him in return. But the other aspect of devotion to the Sacred Heart is atonement, making up for those who do not love our Lord. And this is something we do by our acts of love and telling our Lord how sorry we are that so many do not love him and do not serve him, do not live the way he wants them to live. Now today, having just had graduation yesterday, and having the end of school at the end of this week, I think of summer vacation. It's kind of like the beginning of summer here, the first Sunday of June. And the summertime is a time for spending more time outdoors, having a vacation, relaxation, especially for teachers and students, that necessary rest and recuperation. But we must be so careful that we do not allow the summer to be for us a snare, a time of spiritual downfall, which it is for so many. We live at a time when there are all around us so many dangers, so many seductions, so many sources of temptation. We must be strong in our faith. Families must never let a day pass without praying the family rosary to make sure your home is enthroned, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is enthroned in your home as the king of the home, and that together you renew frequently, at least every Sunday after your family rosary, what we pray here after Mass on Sunday, the renewal of the consecration to the Sacred Heart. Now, on Friday we had the Feast of the Queenship, and I read an act of consecration that was composed by Pope Pius XII, and he commanded that pastors in every church, it should be renewed, this consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary should be renewed every year on the Feast of the Queenship. And part of the prayer that he wrote, which we read on Friday, obtain full freedom for the Holy Church of God, defend her from her enemies, check the ever-increasing torrent of immorality, arouse in the faithful a love of purity, a practical Christian life, and an apostolic zeal, so that the multitude of those who serve God may increase in merit and in number. Now, this prayer is addressed to Our Lady, and so the Pope bids us ask her to check the ever-increasing torrent of immorality. This Friday, on First Friday, we will likewise read an act of consecration composed by Pope Pius XI, and an act of reparation to the Sacred Heart. And once again, in this act of reparation, the Pope is lamenting The flood of immorality. So many souls being led astray. And I think if Pope Pius XI wrote that in the 1920s or 1930s, and Pope Pius XII wrote this in the 1940s, what would they say today? Parents must be vigilant. You must be so careful that your children are not exposed unnecessarily to occasions of sin. How sad if children who are raised in a Catholic family end up contracting vices, habits of immorality due to the use of the internet, movies, music, television, etc., that ends up becoming their downfall. All of us must be so careful to avoid unnecessary occasions of sin. So let us make this summer an enjoyable summer, but not one in which we slacken from the practice of our faith, our daily prayer life, our careful observance of God's commandments, our Christian duties. And let us honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus this month. Let us love the Sacred Heart. Let us offer ourselves to atone for those who do not love him and do not serve him. And let us make us especially certain that we do not contribute to the wounds to his Sacred Heart, that we are not responsible for wounding him by committing sin, God forbid. Let us have a good summer, a safe summer, but above all, a spiritually beneficial summer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.